What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
We are neck deep in American sports fans. In fact, if I have this statistic correct, if we emulate what happened last year, this is the event that sees more Americans travel overseas for a sporting event than ever before. Because when Notre Dame played Navy last year, that was the case. 40,000 Americans got on aircraft, boats, whoever, barges, swam, got here. But no other sporting event had drawn so many American citizens out of their country before. And it looks like we're looking at the same thing for Georgia Tech versus Florida State. John Anthony is one of the people behind this. He's co-founder of the Aer Lingus Football Classic. How'd you come up with the notion, John?
Good morning. I got lucky. I was servicing the games that took place before there was ever an organized effort to make this continue with Notre Dame and Navy in 1996 and 2012. So coming out of that and seeing how good it was for every party involved, from the U.S., from Ireland, everybody wins, we wanted to see this continue on.
Is it a hard sell for football fans? Because it's, I assume the college football calendar is fairly well set. People know, well, there's the Orange Bowl, the Roll Boy, show up for certain things. The Aer Lingus Classic is not one that is well known. So how do you get people to sign up for the trip?
Ireland sells. So the Americans love Ireland. So the hard sell is to get the coaches and the programs to be willing to move a, you know, it's just a major, major competition. The game counts. It's a major economic driver in their home community. Coaches are like to be a creature of habit and play their game in their home stadium. So that's the challenge. Once we get that, fans are pretty eager to get here.
I assume moving a college football team is a major logistical operation. How many people will be traveling from each of the colleges?
Well, the team movement itself is a little over 200 people. So you got about 110, 120 players that come, and then you get into the coaches, the support staff, the trainers, the medical equipment, you name it. There's a major movement of folks affiliated. And then on top of that, you get into the band and cheer. That's another, depending on the school, how many they bring, that's another 75 to 400.
Another 70 to 400 cheerleaders and band, 400 people.
Marching bands, it's not unheard of to have 400 students in their marching band. Yeah. This year's probably got about 100 that they've brought. Yeah.
What about the facilities then? Because again, there's a lot of money in college football. And that means college football stadiums are very good and they are designed to be football stadiums. In Ireland, you're either in soccer, GAA or rugby stadiums. Does that cause a problem or no?
Well, it's major. It's big business, right? So the stadiums themselves for so Florida State playing here today, they play in a stadium with 80,000 seats. It's going to sell out every single game. And so there's a new stadium under construction right now for Northwestern, who played here 2 years ago, and that's an over $600 million project for their new stadium, and they would play in one of the smallest stadiums of college football. So this is a massive enterprise.
How do the fans react to being in a very minority sport when they get here? Because football is huge in the States, college football is huge in the States, but over here, particularly college football, doesn't get a look in.
Yeah, the American fan doesn't realize that. They're just so excited to be here. They're having a blast. They've been around the country. They've been in Killarney and Belfast and Galway and everywhere. Now they've come into Dublin 2 days ago. They've been out in all the pubs. They're having a blast. They're surrounded by so many people, many of their own, having a blast. We've got ESPN's College Game Day here. This afternoon we'll be live from Dame Street for a three-hour pregame show. This is a pregame show that averages 2 million viewers every single Saturday. And this is kicking off the season today. So we will have 2 million viewers in the U.S. watching a pregame show, followed by this game kicking off 5 o'clock here, but noon back on the East Coast. That'll have 4 million viewers. So The American fan, to your question, they won't know it's a minority as much as they just are having a great experience.
And I assume as well, from an Irish perspective, one of the advantages to it is that we end up bringing over a cohort of people who mightn't have arrived here just as tourists if it weren't for the game. And fingers crossed, they come back and bring more.
Absolutely. It is very common for me in meeting somebody randomly here for the game for maybe it's going to be, say, on the older side of the fan base, and it's a couple, and not to be stereotypical here, but the 75-year-old woman will say to me, "Thank you for doing this. I've always wanted to go to Ireland and go to Europe," but he would never go. So now you've got a football game. He said yes, and we're having a ball.
Now, the other thing that we worry a lot about is the weather and whether or not it's attractive enough. But I assume if you're coming from Florida as case in point, not being in a humiditure of 110 degrees and 99 dew point of whatever, 90-odd, that has to be nice.
Yeah, I think for both Atlanta and Florida, for the fans from Georgia Tech and Florida State, you nailed it. The one of the ESPN broadcasters today sent me a text on his first day here and said, thanks for the football weather. I didn't know this was mid-October in Big Ten country, in the mid, the Midwest of the U.S.
Although that being said, there is rain forecast. Are you keeping fingers crossed, praying, sacrificing goats that it holds off, or does it make a difference?
365 days a year, I pray for good weather on this day, and we're going to get it today. we have bright sunshine out here right now. It's glorious. This is going to be a fantastic day.
There's obviously a lot of events planned in and around the game as well. One of them, the Dublin Rebels football team is planning with us, is the quarterback for the Dublin Rebels, that being Ty Henry. Ty, relatively unusual name in Ireland, not so unusual in Colorado where he's from originally. Ty, what have you got on this afternoon?
Ty, how you doing? Yeah, we're at the Bath Pub right there next to the Aviva, having a big cheerleader tailgate event kind of after the college game day over for people to get ready for the game next to the stadium.
What are you tailgating on? There can't be that many pickup trucks knocking around that you can use.
No, we need to get the roads widened over here first and then bring those over. But yeah, get everyone into the pub and make it a real American kind of experience.
So give us your analysis then of the game. What's your prediction? Who should we be looking out for? Who do you think is going to win?
So Florida State would be the traditional powerful team here. They had an undefeated season last year before the playoffs. Got kind of snubbed for a playoff berth last year. So they would be the major favorites. I think they're about a 10-point favorite in the game. But George Tech is kind of a plucky, middle-of-the-table team that could give them some issues.
So if you're a betting man?
If you're a betting man, you'd take the Florida State, which will be the people that will be here in droves in the maroon color.
And obviously the people will be looking to see who are likely draft picks out of both sides. Is there any particular stars that you would highlight?
Florida State has a big quarterback named DJ Uiagalelei. So he's played, this is his third different school. And he's kind of been a star from back in the day. He started at Clemson University and then went to Oregon State. And then Georgia Tech's quarterback came from Texas A&M. His name's Haynes King. So those are kind of the two quarterback guys to watch out for on each team.
When you say big, do you mean big as in success or big as in physical?
I mean, he's probably about 6'6", about 270 pounds.
6'6", 270.
Yeah. So, yeah, 120-some kilos.
Remind us then, you said, Ty, you were going to be where? Did you say Bath Avenue? Is that where you're going to be?
The Bath Pub, yeah.
The Bath Pub. Well, there you go. If you want to meet anybody off the Dublin Legends, you can head for the Bath Pub. If you've got a pickup truck, bring it around. They need the tailgate. That's Ty Henry, captain and quarterback of the Dublin Rebels. I assume, John, you are meant to remain Jesuitical and hands-off in all of this. Give us your analysis. Is Ty right on his take in the game?
Ty's brilliant. I'm happy for a great game today.
Is it going to match up to last year? Because you're an Indiana man. Last year was Notre Dame. That must have been fun.
That was very fun. The game was not as close as we may hope today will be. We like a competitive game. It turns on more television sets in the U.S. as well. So, you get a close game right to the end and people just keep adding on. That's how we had 4.5 million viewers 2 years ago, was the game went down to the last play.
Well, we will keep our fingers crossed. I'm going to keep our fingers crossed that all your prayers are answered for the lack of rain. That is John Anthony, who is co-founder of the Aer Lingus College Football Classic. Now in its third year? Fourth?
Fourth time. Fourth. Third straight year. More to come.
Texas say, my U.S. cousins are over with four of their friends who went to FSU, been here since Wednesday, met some more randomly in Dingle last week. So go Seminole, says the text.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.